There's a finished graphics card sitting in a warehouse that NVIDIA can't bring itself to sell. It's Saturday, July 18th, and that stranded GPU is the AI boom arriving at the checkout aisle. The RTX 50 Super Refresh is reportedly built and ready and stuck because the memory it needs, 3GB GDDR7, now costs about triple what the modules it replaces used to. NVIDIA would rather not ship it than sell it at the price its own components now demand. It's not one product. Building a PC at all has become, in the words of the hardware press, a component crisis caused by the AI boom. And the fastest new server memory this week is on display precisely because AI servers get it first. The data center runs on next year's memory. Everyone else pays more for last year's. Now hold that against the models. Anthropic is folding Fable 5, its most capable model, into flat-rate subscriptions. Kimi keeps undercutting the whole market. The intelligence is getting cheaper and more bundled by the week. The machine to run it is getting scarcer and dearer by the same week. That divergence breaks the rule the whole industry runs on. Computing is supposed to get cheaper as it improves. In AI, it's split in two. The soft part, the model, obeys the rule and falls. The hard part, the memory, and the boards, and the power, breaks it and rises. And a founding VC said the quiet part. Neil Reimer of Index Ventures said the historic wealth AI is generating will have to come back out, voluntarily or otherwise. Same imbalance the component aisle is straining under, said out loud from inside the money. To the tape, we hold the Micron long, and this weekend it printed in the most vivid way yet. A finished graphics card, NVIDIA won't ship, because the memory costs too much. We hold the NVIDIA watch, with a wrinkle. The same shortage its data centers are causing is now pinching the margins on its own consumer line. The tape is the desk's scorecard, not advice. Our call, the data center memory shortage becomes a named line on a consumer price tag. By November 30th, at least one top five PC or phone maker blames AI-driven memory costs out loud for a price hike, a delay, or a new leasing scheme. What proves us wrong is the end of November, with every big maker still eating the cost in silence. When a shortage forces the choice between absorbing a cost and passing it on, the answer is usually to pass it on and name a reason.